Baby, could you open that box for me and tell me what's in it? I can't remember what's in that one. I haven't got a label on it. You know, thank you so much for helping me this weekend, by the way. What? Oh, it's nothing. It's just, well, yes, it kind of looks like a girl guide outfit with... No, don't look at the... Oh, don't look at the badges. Yes, they all look a little, explicit. I really don't want to be explaining this to you. It was a thing at college that we did, and... What do you mean you're not helping anymore until I tell you? All right, fine. I'll make some tea, and I will try and explain it to you. Oh, God, I'm blushing already. Fuck. Here we go. So, there you go. There's your tea. So we were at college, and a group of friends decided that... Well, a lot of them were in the Girl Guides, and they were talking about their merit badges, and then somebody came up with the idea of doing some sexual ones type of thing. So we made a list of all the merit badges to see how many we could get. And we'd have to prove that we did it. So it was kind of that sort of embarrassment. All right, let's start with this one, because this is probably the least embarrassing. This is, yes, that's a pole. And yes, I got a merit badge for pole dancing. There was a club just off of campus. And we managed to get ourselves in there and to watch. And then they had a gym at the back that they had classes in, and so I took a couple of classes. And they had an open night where you could go out on stage and pole dance for the... Oh, God. Yeah, I did. It was... exhilarating. And I was scared as fuck. But, you know, I only knew the basics kind of thing. But to go out and just kind of be looked at, it was... I know it's objectifying, but I liked it. I had a little pair of panties on, little boxer short, lacy frilly ones, with a bra on and knee-high boots, and I went out there and studied my stuff, and my nipples got really hard, and I remember thinking, I shouldn't be getting off on this. It was just, I shouldn't be getting off on this. These men are all looking at me, and my panties were soaked, and I remember at one point wrapping my leg around the pole and sliding down with the pole against my pussy lips. When I looked down, the pole was wet. Maybe full dirty. And... Oh. Okay, now I'm getting really embarrassed. Yeah, it was just... to have all those eyes on me and to think of all those men getting hard over me was pretty fucking... Yeah. It was... No, I'm not... I don't have a pole. I'm not pole dancing for you. But yes, it made me feel really hot. Yeah. Oh, now that one... I don't let me explain that one. Pick another one. Alright, okay. That's my teasing badge. Or should I say, more of an edging badge. I had to go a week without coming, but getting myself to the edge lots and lots and lots. And to do it, we had to do it in pairs so that we didn't cheat. So we were all paired up for the week. There's like six of us. So there were three pairs, and if we were playing with ourselves, we had to have somebody in the room, which was pretty hot because, well, quite frankly, some of my roommates were gorgeous, and I got one of the very sexy ones, and to watch her play with herself to rub her little cunt and fuck herself with her vibras. It felt voyeuristic and like I shouldn't be watching, and I was trying to look out from under my eyelashes and my fringe, but she always kind of knew. And she'd watch me openly. And by the midweek, by sort of a couple of days in, I was feeling so fucking on edge. I would have begged on my knees to have been able to come. But the deal was Monday morning till Friday night. I had to be tease and denial, and so I did it. But like Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, I was swearing, I was frustrated. My pussy fucking ached to be fucked. I'd had a kind of a casual partner at the time, and but he was away. We did it in a week when we could all sort of have no sex, and it was just really fucking awful. But there was a part of me that really liked not being able to come, and I kind of wished that it wasn't just a group thing that we were doing, that somebody had actually told me that I wasn't allowed to. And maybe somebody else was playing with me. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that sort of theme fed into the next one. Of being a good girl. Yeah. There was this guy who was older than me. And we had this thing where we had to find somebody that we trusted and, you know, marry our partners or whatever, that would tie us down, or tie us up, I should say, that we all at least got hogtied in some way or other, and to be good girls and take it like good little sluts. And a friend of mine was pretty dominant. And he tied me up. And God, did he fuck me hard. My ass up in the air, my head down, arms behind me, legs, oh God, shins to thighs tied, on my knees. There was. Fuck. What? Yes, I'm getting wet thinking about it. Don't look at me that way. You're looking at me in that way that says you wish you'd known this about me before you and I have had this on and off thing. Why didn't I ever tell you? Because it was embarrassing. Yeah. I liked being dominated. I enjoyed it. It gave me a rush. Just spoke to me, it made me wet, it made me, my nipples hard, it just, is that an oral badge? Yes, it's an oral badge. Don't tease me, I enough already. What do you mean I can't stop until you finish your tea? Well, drink faster. That's my oral badge. So, one of the girls, I can't believe I'm going to tell you this. One of the girls' boyfriends was in a club, and there was like five or six of them. And the oral badge was we had to suck cock and pussy, and we had to get them off. And so we could either do it out in public. Out in public, I say out in the front room together. Or we could take each partner back into a private room and do it. And they would testify that we got them off. And I didn't want to do it. I love oral. I love a cock in my mouth. I enjoy the taste of a woman. Fuck, do I enjoy the taste of a woman. But it just, I don't know. I struggled with it. But I... So I watched the girls before me do it, and they got to sort of the three or four, and then they stopped. Well, there was what, five of the guys, all of the girls were there, and so I was the last one to go of the six girls, and they'd all sort of done like four or five, I did all of them. The five girls and the... I'm sure that was five guys. I sucked cock like a pro. I'm not... I'm proud of it and completely and utterly abashed by it at the same time. It was... No, well, I did the girls in public, but I did the guys in private. Actually, one of the girls was in private. But I didn't want to... I was... Fuck. What? Yes, I'm not thinking about it. What are the other badges? Yes, that's an... Yeah, that's an exhibitionist one. As if the oral wasn't exhibitionist enough. The oral, I... Yeah, I'm really flushed from it. Fuck. I like the taste of cock. I like being able to bring people off. I like being the reason that people are coming. Well, I must have been pretty good at it because I got most of them off. All of them off, in fact. Oh, you know what I'm like when I get my mouth around your cock. I know we have this kind of on-off friends with benefit things, but I like the taste of you. Yeah. We could show you now. Remind you, in fact. Oh, you're not going to let me get away with this, are you? Yes, the exhibitionist one. Is it making you hard? Is it making you hard listening to this? I thought it might be. So, we went on a road trip, me and the girls. And one of them has got a convertible. So we took the roof off. And there was three in one car and three in the other, and I was in the back seat, and I had to pull my skirt out, pull my panties to the side, or indeed off, and fuck myself with my fingers, or vibe, or whatever. As it was, I'd use my fingers. And I wasn't allowed to stop until I'd gone past at least a couple of trucks or vans that could see down on me, and that watched me. Until I got off. No. I felt dirty. It felt like... a bit like the pole dancing. But this was even more graphic because I didn't have my panties on. I could see my pussy. And I pulled my tits out as well. They were, oh, those rock hard like they are now. Like they get when they rub against your chest. Like they get when you pin my arms behind my back. And suck on them. Anyway. There were I kind of half forgot that they were there half the time. I just threw my head back. And every now and again I'd realise there was a truck next to us and they were watching. And I just rub harder because it got me off so much. Yeah. What do you mean, who knew? I've never been a particularly well-behaved girl, have I? I've always been a little dirty. You just didn't know how dirty. The rest of them, no. I have, wait. Yes, my pussy's wet. You're hard. Did I do that? Did I make your cock hard, baby? Telling you all the dirty things I did in college make you hard the way I like you. You know, talking about sucking cock and stuff. I've missed the taste of you. What you say, I don't. Give you a thank you blowjob and fuck for helping me this weekend And since it's my fault I got you hard, and your fault that I got wet because you made me recount those stories. What do you say we go across in the bedroom? Raisha.